Listen to what the Bible says in Romans 1 and verse 20. It's a famous verse. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. I don't know if you've ever studied anything in the field of quantum mechanics, but it's absolutely fascinating. As it turns out, the more we study the universe, the more we discover we still don't know. Without getting too technical, let me give you an example. During the last century, Albert Einstein gave us the theory of general relativity, which was a pretty good model for explaining how big things like planets and solar systems work. But then when we started to look at the really small things in our universe, like subatomic particles, we discovered that they operated by a completely different set of rules than the big things. We discovered, for example, that in a controlled experiment, a single photon or the equivalent of one particle of light, well, it could exist in two different places at the same time, a fact that completely bewildered scientists because it doesn't happen on the big scale. So for big things, we have the theory of relativity, and for small things, we have the theory of quantum mechanics, and the two theories completely disagree. Yet somehow, with more than one set of physical rules, the universe works absolutely flawlessly. So how can that be possible? Well, the truth is, we just don't know. Some people are discussing something known as string theory, and it's pretty fascinating stuff. But already, string theory has come under pretty heavy fire in scientific circles because it just doesn't seem to provide the answers. As smart as we think we are, there are just some things we don't understand. And yet, we pursue the answers relentlessly with a powerful instinct for discovery. So why exactly do we assume there has to be an answer, an explanation for everything? It's really pretty simple. Our gut instinct tells us there is explainable order in our universe. You know, already scientists are talking about a God particle. And even though they don't mean the God of the Bible, they do mean a single unifying principle that explains everything around us. It seems that science is slowly but surely heading straight back to the Bible. Back in 1978, Robert Jastrow, the director of Mount Wilson Observatory, made this remarkable observation as he noticed where science is now actually heading. He writes, "For the scientist who has lived by his faith in the power of reason, the story ends like a bad dream. He has scaled the mountains of ignorance. He is about to conquer the highest peak. As he pulls himself over the final rock, he is greeted by a band of theologians who have been sitting there for centuries." Paul already said it almost 2,000 years ago. The world around us screams to us that God exists. And the more we study it, the more we can see it. And just knowing that life makes sense, that there is an explanation and a reason for the things around us, well, that kind of gives us hope and security, which ultimately is the better way to live.